Well, Governor Healey declared that today is a very special day. Unfortunately, it should be for Courtney's birthday. It should be a national holiday, but it's not. It is Banner 18 Day, and we will talk to the governor of the Boston Celtics, Whit Grosbeck, at 8:20 on today's show. This is Chris in the truck. Hello, Chris in the truck.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
I just wanted to say happy birthday, Courtney. You were nice enough to say it to me, so I just wanted to say happy birthday to you.
Oh, 22
is a huge number for me. It's both my kids' birthdays, so go Celtics. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
Very nice. Are you accepting gifts from the listeners?
Oh, yeah. I mean, always.
Okay.
Unlike you, I always accept gifts.
All right. And Santo has a special dinner planned?
Yeah, we have a dinner plan. We're going to Lola this evening.
Oh, very nice.
He asked where I wanted to go. That's where I wanted to go. So
that's what you picked out of everything that is available?
Yeah.
You don't want to go to a new place or anything?
No, I love Lola.
All right. So. This is Jim from Dartmouth. What's up, Jim?
I just wanted to call about play calling for the Patriots. I mean, I used to have a foam brick that my kids gave me to throw at the TV, but I couldn't find it this weekend, and I really needed it. The play calling, though, you have a line that really can't open up holes for runners. Best they can do is maybe hold back a rush for a second and a half or 2 seconds. But we run the ball on first down and go nowhere. Then we do a one-dimensional pass play, like a screen pass that they stuff. And so now it's third and long, and you still have that same offensive line. They need to be taking advantage of a talented young quarterback and sending multiple receivers on short routes every play and run the ball when it's like third and one. I would not run the ball any time other than that.
Yeah,
it's just frustrating.
Listen, Ramondre Stevenson was coming off the ankle thing last week, so maybe some of the issue there is that. But they ran the ball an inordinate amount of times on first down. Now, Courtney asked Gerard Mayo about it yesterday on the show, and he didn't seem to have an issue with the amount of times that they ran the football on Sunday. So, but you have, if you believe you have your guy at quarterback, and I think everybody thinks two games into it as a starter that you do, you run the risk of ruining him if you don't get him a really good offensive coordinator, I would say.
But I would just ask the general audience this question. What is harder to find, a great quarterback you can build around or a great coach that elevates players?
I think it's finding a great quarterback.
I would agree.
That you can build around.
Right, so... because we all love Andy Reid, God love him, but until he got Mahomes, he didn't win a damn thing. We can say the same about Bill and others. So you have a great, what I believe will be a great quarterback. I could be wrong. That's great. That means this season's a success. I don't know if Gerard Mayo's going to be here. I don't know if, as we discussed, if anybody other than Christian Gonzalez is still going to be around. But you've done the hardest part. So in that way, that is a pretty good light at the end of the tunnel.
That is a good question, though, because other than those two, there's more great quarterbacks than there are great coaches. So you just can't insert any coach. Why hasn't the Buffalo Bills been able to win with a great quarterback? Same thing with Lamar Jackson in Baltimore, who has...
I think people consider Harbaugh to be a pretty good coach.
So why can't you win a Super Bowl with, you know, a two-time MVP? Right. The question was, what's harder to find? I think it's harder to find
a great coach.
Yeah.
Maybe you're right.
Because other than Bill and Andy Reid, aren't there more? And I know we're throwing the word great around kind of loosely. But
haphazardly, if you will.
Yeah, haphazardly. Aren't there greater quarterbacks than there are greater coaches out there? So it's easier to find a greater quarterback than it is to find a greater coach.
Well, if you had both available, what would you take?
If I had both available?
Right.
If you were selecting a team, like you were starting.
Would you take Patrick Mahomes or Andy Reid?
I would, this is hard.
No, I mean, you would take Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I would take Patrick Mahomes.
Would you take Josh Allen or Andy Reid?
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Okay, so that's my point.
But I guess the point is, it's is it easier to find greater quarterbacks?
No, because the great quarterbacks
you just named a few of them.
But they're not going to leave. Like, once you have one, unless you're a moron and you let a guy walk and go to Tampa, you're not going to lose him. So you're going to have Josh Allen as a Bill, Lamar Jackson as a Raven, Patrick Mahomes as a Chief. Those guys don't leave.
Right, but I mean,
but does the great quarterback always get to great without great coaching?
Maybe that's the better way to
I mean, they
put
can,
it.
Right?
Like, give me an example.
Like Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl with Gary Kubiak. Gary Kubiak isn't a great coach.
Well, that wasn't really a Peyton Manning. I mean, I would just say that that was the defense championship.
But was Pete Carroll a great coach when that Seahawks team won?
Yeah. I would say
Pete Carroll's
yes.
considered to be a pretty good coach.
I would say that team was really, you know, it had great players, but it was in part of what Pete Carroll built there as culture.
So was Doug Peterson a great coach when they won with the Eagles?
No, was Bruce Arians a great coach in Tampa?
I mean, was Andy Reid a near great coach when he was coaching the Eagles and they got to a Super Bowl?
Right.
He had Donovan McNabb, but he did not have Patrick Mahomes.
And that team got to the NFC title game several years in a row.
Four, I believe.
Yeah.
Look at Dallas. Dallas has a really good quarterback, really good, but, you know, they're not able to get it done with the coach. Look at, you know, we talk a lot of crap about Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers has been with buffoons. He's been with McCarthy for all those years. And yes, is Aaron Rodgers kind of missed in the playoffs and not saying that he hasn't? So I think that when you look at, like, a lot of the great quarterbacks that are out there, guys that we consider to be great, how many of them win championships?
Yeah, but like Rodgers was also with Matt LaFleur, who is clearly and identifiably a great coach.
Right, but I think
really good.
I think that was the end of Rodgers in Green Bay. I'm talking about the bulk of Rodgers in Green Bay.
Yeah, but a great quarterback, they shouldn't be the end of anything. Like, if you're a great quarterback, you should be able to succeed whether you have all the pieces around you or the head coach in place or not.
And so clearly, you don't, because we just talked about Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson.
You can't win a Super Bowl every year. The fact that Lamar Jackson hasn't won a Super Bowl, that is troublesome. But a lot of people say that Lamar Jackson, it's a Lamar Jackson problem and not a coaching problem.
Right, but you, same.
I mean, I would be shocked. It seems like I would be shocked if they don't win it this year. By the way,
right? But
Henry's awesome.
Yeah. Other than Patrick Mahomes, I mean, when you start to think of the great or the very good quarterbacks, they're not winning championships. We brought up Josh Allen with Joe Burrow.
Because they've been hogged by Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady for two years.
Or do you think if their coaches aren't good enough?
No, I just think it's the wrong time to be good.
Yeah, you ran into two of the greatest quarterbacks to have ever lived.
This is Tim from Hanover.
Guys, good morning.
What's up?
I want to say all you guys are correct, but the way you need it, you need a great quarterback with a great team that can elevate that quarterback, and the coach will gel them all together and get what you get. There are so many good quarterbacks in the NFL and so many good teams, but you don't see them winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
See, I think you need the better coach now unless you have Patrick Mahomes.
I think you need a great coach, a great team, a great fan base, a great stadium, and a great GM.
Yeah, and great weather.
Oof, like yesterday.
Weather, oh my God.
Yesterday was gorgeous.
What a day it was yesterday.
Yeah, stunning.
I know why we don't get that weather year-round, because then we'd have everything.
I
would love
just,
that weather.
God, that was so nice.
It was chef's kiss yesterday.
Oh,
it's going to be nice today, too.
October, Curtis. I love October.
Me, too.
I mean, it's going to be 75 today or something like that, Curtis?
70s. Yeah,
it's going to be the 70s. Are you getting withdrawals this many days without playoff baseball until Friday?
Yeah.
By the way, Courtney, speaking of great, I think you have the greatest birthday today. I'm looking at the list. It's like you against Brian Boitano and Shaggy.
Wow, thank you. Yeah. It was Kim Kardashian's yesterday. Right. Not that I keep up, but.
All right. We're behind, as usual. That's fine. We will launch our leads next, and then we will get to They Said It at 7:20, and we will go over what Joe Mazzulla said about the pressure to repeat. That is coming up, among other things, at 7:20 this morning.